God's word is taken from the book of Joel, 2nd chapter, verses 17 through to 27. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, "Spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?' Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, 'I am sending you grain, new wine, and oil, enough to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern army far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land, with its front columns going into the eastern sea, and those in the rear into the western sea. And its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Be not afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animals, for the open pastures are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains and in righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Thanks be to God.
Do keep your Bibles open, please, and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you that it is your message to us. And so we pray now that we will understand it and believe it and obey it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, boys and girls, it's great to see you here this morning. I want you to meet Joel. Now, this is not Joel, the little boy we support, the one we send money to. This is Joel from the Bible. And Joel has the same job as me. He is someone who tells people God's word. But because Joel lived in the Old Testament, before Jesus, he's not called a pastor. Who knows what he's called? Yes. He's called a prophet. That's right. Joel is a prophet. And do you know what? He doesn't have an easy job. See, we preachers like to say things that you want to hear. We want to say, God loves you. God is your father. Jesus is your friend. Everything's going to be okay. Now, Joel does talk about God's love, but he has to say to the people in his day, actually, God is very cross with you. You've been naughty, you've done things wrong, and therefore, because God is good, he's going to punish you. So in chapter 1, the chapter before the one we read, there's an invasion of locusts. Ooh, scary, isn't it? No. You don't think so? Do you like creepy crawlies? You do, do you? Oh, I don't. I don't like creepy crawlies. Well, that's a locust, okay? Now, today, we're celebrating our harvest. All the food God provides for us. But just imagine if a swarm, millions and millions of those locusts, destroyed all the crops, the food growing in our fields. We'd have no food because the locusts would have eaten it. And in chapter 1, that's exactly what happened. God says through Joel, the fields are ruined. The ground is dried up. The new wine is dried up. The oil fails. Despair, you farmers. Now that's not a very nice message for a harvest festival. See, the locusts are a punishment from God. Therefore, God says, put on sackcloth. There's sackcloth, a man in sackcloth. It's a kind of itchy material, itchy clothing, which you wore to show that you were very sorry to God for your sins. Hope you don't ever wear sackcloth. We don't need to do that now. We can just say sorry to God, and he accepts that. But in the Old Testament, they'd actually put that on and be all uncomfortable and all sorry to God for their sins. But the locusts are nothing compared to what will happen when God finally comes to earth in judgment to punish sin, to punish everyone who wouldn't have Jesus as their king. And Joel says, the day of the Lord is near. Comes a lot in the book of Joel, the day of the Lord. And we know that the day of the Lord will be, well, when will it be? Who knows? When will the day of the Lord be? Any ideas? What do you think? Well, Sunday is the Lord's day. That's a very good answer. It's not quite the day of the Lord that I had in mind. What do you think? The final day of the Lord, when Jesus comes back to earth. And we know that when Jesus comes back, he will take those who love him. So those who love him, who've said sorry for their sins, we'll be safe. We'll be with him. But those who've not loved him, those who wouldn't have Jesus as their king, he will punish. And so, Joel says in chapter 2, verse 17, let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them cry out to God for mercy. And you know, boys and girls, I did this when I was a very little boy, younger than all you, I think, younger than you all are. See, when I was four, my mother read me a story about a monkey. He's got a good grin, hasn't he? Good set of teeth. And this monkey, he wanted to be a lion. So, do you know what he did? He dressed up as a lion. And he pretended to be a lion. Now, do you think anyone believed he was a lion? What do you think? No, they didn't. And the message of the story is that only God can make you into a new creature. Only God can make you brand new. A monkey can't turn himself into a lion. And we sinners, people who've done things wrong, we can't turn ourselves into brand new, perfect people who are right with God. But the message of the story is that God can make you a new creature. So, when I was 4, I asked God to make me a new creature, a new person who loved Jesus. But when I was about 7, I wasn't sure if I really was a Christian. So I kept on asking God to forgive me, to make me his child, and to come into my life. And I realized after a while, I was a Christian, that God had forgiven me for the things I'd done wrong, and I was his child. See, boys and girls, you're never too young to become a Christian. You're never too young to ask Jesus to forgive you and make you into a new creature, a new person. The priests are told to say sorry to God. They have to say sorry for the sins of the people. They are to ask God to save his people on the day of the Lord. Well, verse 18, God will take pity on his people. If we say sorry to God, he will forgive us. Maybe that's a word for one of the older ones here this morning. If we say sorry to God, he will forgive us. And whereas he took away their food, sent the locusts to destroy the harvest, now, because they've said sorry, verse 18, he will send them grain, new wine, and oil. God's going to bless his people. And verse 20, he will save them from their enemies. If we're Christians, God saves us from our enemies, from sin and death and hell. Therefore, God says, verse 21, be not afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things for us. And this is so true of us. We don't need to be afraid, boys and girls. We can be glad and rejoice, not just because God has given us a good harvest, lots of food. We can be glad and rejoice because Jesus has died for us. Jesus took the punishment we deserved when he died on the cross. God punished Jesus for our sin so that we might be forgiven. One day, I parked my car in Lees Avenue in Letchworth, and the traffic warden came. And he put a ticket on my car. I'd parked it there too long. I think you were only allowed to leave it there for 20 minutes, and I left it there for about an hour. So I'd done a bad thing, hadn't I? I did a bad thing, and I got a punishment, a fine. I think I had to pay about £40. I did something wrong, and the punishment was £40. Well, God says, we've all done things wrong. We've disobeyed him. And the punishment is death. But the amazing good news is that Jesus has taken our punishment. He died in our place so that we can be forgiven and be friends with God. So, just like in the book of Joel, we can be glad and rejoice. Doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are, you can come to Jesus and ask him to forgive you and make you friends with God. Be not afraid. Be glad and rejoice. So let's thank God today for a wonderful harvest, for all our food. Let's pray for those who don't have enough food. And let's send them money if we can. Some of you might like to sponsor a child. But above all, let's thank God that his blessings now, all of this, all of these wonderful blessings, the beauty of creation, the sunshine, all of this is a picture of the blessing of heaven. See, I enjoyed my breakfast this morning, and I'm pretty certain I'll enjoy my lunch. I enjoy the good things of this world, but they're just a picture of that wonderful day when we will be with Jesus in heaven, enjoying him forever and ever. And I want every single one of us, I want us all to be there together, to be in heaven with Jesus. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for the harvest, for our food, and for all the good things you give us. Lord, we can see how you punished your people in the days of Joel, and you took away their harvest. Father, we don't want you to punish our sins. And so we're so thankful that Jesus took our punishment. He died in our place. So please help each one of us to make Jesus our King and to receive the forgiveness that he died to pay for. Lord, please will we all be together in heaven. And we ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen.